Enjoy.
Joining me today in studio is none other than Thomas Carton. Thomas is a tattoo apprentice and has been doing it now for the past 2 years and hopes to become a fully fledged tattoo artist. Thomas, thank you for coming in.
No problem.
First of all, I think the kind of obvious thing to start up would be, what made you want to be a tattoo artist?
Ooh, I get that question a lot. And I don't have an exact answer, but I'm kind of like, always thought art was cool, always been into it, always thought tattoos were cool. When I got a little bit older, I kind of realized what tattooing was, and it's an actual lucrative business. You can actually make money off it and make a living. I was like, yeah, sounds better than working in an office all the time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to give it a shot, and here we are.
And was it something you wanted to do since you were younger, or just as you kind of got older?
About 15, I was kind of like, that's cool, when I kind of actually paid attention to it. Then got into the history and stuff. So yeah, say about 10 years. I've been highly interested in it. So it was kind of just working towards it from then, which might sound a bit crazy, but yeah.
Yeah. And what did you kind of do beforehand? Like, when you started off, like, tattooing, was it just like straight into it, or did you kind of like draw around?
As in when I started the apprenticeship in the studio. Oh, you have to get good at cleaning. That's the big thing. You have to learn how to clean a lot. And then it's just, you have to kind of pay your dues, really. You have to, like, it's an actual apprenticeship. So you have to clean, learn proper sanitation, safe environment and all that stuff. And then just kind of you build up from there. When your teacher thinks, or sorry, the person apprenticing you thinks you're ready, you might start off in friends, do some free ones, then do some kind of like kind of cheaper ones, discount ones, apprentice rates, and then kind of just build up skills from there. And then when you're ready to go on your own, that's kind of it.
And jumping back to the cleaning up and that.
Of course.
You know, obviously a lot of people wouldn't know, but a tattoo shop does need to be very hygienic.
Of course, yeah.
Can you kind of explain to the viewer, the listeners, that if they walk into a tattoo shop, what type of hygiene, cleanliness should they be looking for?
It's a good question. It's kind of different with each studio. Usually when you walk in, it's like an instant smell of like green soap, sanitation, Dettol stuff. That's the kind of the go-to. But it's a weird thing because you can't really spot stuff, you know? You have to kind of know what to look out for. Like, people kind of get freaked out if, like, they see a bit of dust and everything, but, like, if that's, like, a reception area or something, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like the benches and stuff have to be cleaned down and everything. So it's kind of looking out for a little stuff like that. Again, you can't really see anything because it's all cleaned, you know? It's like looking in a bathroom.
When it comes to, obviously, like, where people get the tattoos, what type of cleaning procedures would generally happen around that area? Because, obviously, like, a lot of people are aware that, you know, tattoos can be very contaminated very quickly not cleaned properly. So what type of cleaning would be done around
in the area itself, the station and stuff? After every tattoo and in the mornings, everything's sprayed down with this thing called Trigene. It's like a surgical alcohol cleaning thing. So as I said, in the morning and after every tattoo, that has to be cleaned down. Everything gets sprayed down, benches get sprayed down, wherever everybody's sitting. The stations themselves, machines get cleaned, the clip core gets cleaned, everything is cleaned, and everything else is disposable, like needles, tubes, ink, etc.
And say if someone, like if you're doing a long tattoo, say about 2-3 hours, and obviously your hand will need a break, a few minutes, the person would need a break, stretch. What kind of safety procedures would need to follow suit then?
If, say, they want to go for a smoke or something like that?
Yeah.
We would clean the tattoo off as, like, say we finish the outline. Like, want to go for a smoke? Yeah, sure. Clean the tattoo off, wrap it up in cling film, then it's safe to go outside. It's completely airtight, and then they come back in, we clean it again, and then it's back in. And then, of course, changing gloves and so forth before you start again.
And how often would a tattoo artist have to change their gloves throughout it?
It depends. I usually change them fairly frequently, like, as the process goes. So I'll put gloves on, shave them, put the stencil on, and then I'll probably take the gloves off. Say if I touch a bench or something like that, I'll take the gloves off, put some fresh gloves on, handle all my equipment, and then go in. And then, say if I accidentally drop something on the floor and I pick it up, gloves get changed. You know, anything, if you handle anything outside the station, even if it's kind of an accident, you have to change the gloves. It's the kind of high risk, you know? Don't take any chances.
If someone comes in, say, to get a tattoo, what do they need to be made aware of first before they even consider getting it done?
Skin conditions, usually. If there be any, like, say, psoriasis or eczema in, say, the area it's going to be tattooed, just know beforehand if you have that, it cannot be tattooed because it will affect it and it will affect the condition as well. That's the main thing that I know of. And then even, like, some people have extreme allergies and they can be allergic to ink. Even though there is, like, minimal ingredients in tattoo inks, people can still have reactions. So we do patch tests and stuff like that. And that's probably on their side, really, of like the serious medical stuff, what to know.
And what would be kind of restrictions against people getting a tattoo, like, say, under a certain age, stuff like that?
Oh, of course, yeah, like 18 is that. It's just bottom line 18. We can consider 17 with a parent, depending on where the tattoo is going, what it is, you know, the design, stuff like that. If it's, like, small, if it's, like, say, like a little anchor on an ankle or something like that, that's fine if you're, like, 17. But, like, if you want, we had someone only recently wanting to get a fetter on their hand, and I think the girl was 17, and we're like, well, no, it's on your hand. It's your first tattoo. Just for their own sake, because, like, job-wise, it's still kind of seen as a bad thing. And, of course, you can't regret it if you're 17. Because I would. I have regretted tattoos from that young.
I think we've all kind of done that at some stage.
Exactly. It happens. We're all human.
Obviously, like, people under the influence coming in intoxicated or stuff like that, straight away, would they be turned away?
100%.
You know, as a lot of people probably aren't aware, there's, as you said, there is a lot of maintenance and clean in with the tattoo machines. How often would the machine itself get changed?
Machines themselves can last for life. Cleaning wise, it's after every tattoo. So yeah. Isopropyl alcohol, spray it and just kind of get everything to wipe down, just to, again, to guarantee there's nothing affecting anything else, you know?
You know, when it comes to someone, say, after you've done the tattoo, you wiped it down, wrapped it up, what other precautions then do they need to be aware of in maintaining it so it does not become infected?
We give them an aftercare sheet. It kind of gives you like a step-by-step guide of aftercare, like cream you have to use, how long you have to use it for, blah, blah. But then it comes down to, we have restrictions where you can't swim for like 2 weeks, because we say treat it like an open wound, because that's basically what it is. So if you're have like a huge gash on your arm and you go swimming, it's going to affect it regardless. It's going to affect the healing. Mm. So it's kind of like that. We kind of just say steer clear of the X, Y, and Z. You know, showering's fine. Just don't kind of like hold it under the shower head. Everything's kind of fine. It's like there's slight restrictions. Like I said, swimming and kind of jacuzzis and blah, blah, just until it's completely healed.
Would you get a lot of people that say complain about the tattoo not fully healing and try to blame you on that?
Not complaining. People will ask, because like when I finish tattoo and we're downstairs and everything's getting sorted out, when I give them the aftercare sheet, I run them through the procedure. And then I say, if you have any questions or if you think anything's wrong, just give me a message or a phone call straight away. We'll run you through it. I had a guy a while ago kind of freaking out because the tattoo was like flaking. And he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. He's like, it's like a sunburn. I'm like, that's how it should heal. I go, I know it looks a bit funky, but honestly, that's how it should be. It's just kind of things like, if you're not educated on it, I get it. Like, you would freak out if you see your skin flaking off. It's most just that. It's not really complaints.
As someone who has, you know, multiple tattoos myself, I think the thing that freaked me the most, it was, as you said, about the skin flaking with the scabs and that. So what type of stuff shouldn't people do at that stage in the tattoo?
Pick them. That's the biggest thing, because I've done it as well. It's a terrible idea, because the tattoo just goes away. Like, it's like picking off a scab. You take that skin out. So if that scab has ink on it, say black or whatever colour, that's gone, you know, because it's still on your second layer of skin. It's pretty, it can be taken out pretty easy. So picking scabs is a no-no. that's kind of really it. Just keep an eye on it and don't pick it.
What advice would you give to people, say, who are, you know, looking to get a tattoo like first time and they're not sure about what artist to go to? What would you say to them, like, to look out, signs to look out for from an artist?
Oh, social media is a great one. If you want a certain style or a certain tattoo, just go onto the social media page. If you want to, like, say you find, let's say, example, our studio, go onto our Facebook page and our Instagram page, like, oh, I want to get a rose. Flick through, that's a cool rose, who did that? We usually are tagged and then go through the Facebook page, look at the albums, stuff like that. You can kind of just, social media is a great thing, you can research artists now, you know? So if you want a certain thing, you can say, oh, I want that, and then you can go through, look at that, oh, they're good, book in with them. It's a safe bet.
And is there any type of things some should be wary of, say, if they're going into a shop? Should there be like any telltale signs of cleanliness, the tattoos that are done, that you can be a bit wary of?
Again, cleanliness is a weird one because you can't really see, if that makes sense. If a place is blatantly dirty, yeah, it's a bad idea. But if it's like you can't really tell if something has been cleaned or anything, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. If it's a professional studio, it's an assumption that it's cleaned, and because my boss is a stickler, because you have to be, if I ever missed a single thing when I was like only starting, if I missed like a drop of ink on the floor, like, well, what's that, like, get cleaned that now. And you have to have that drilled into you so people are comfortable enough to know that's already been done. You don't have to worry about the cleanliness.
Yeah, and as you were saying yourself, you know, your boss is very strict then.
Well, you have to be, you know?
Like, a lot of people wouldn't realise about, like, how serious it can be if they get infected.
Of course, yeah.
It's like, as you said, an open wound, it will cause long-term damage. Would it be something that's, like, a common thing in the tattoo industry where someone has just completely disregarded the health and safety from the artist, that has just caused the whole thing to be more infected.
Oh, I've heard some crazy stories, yeah. Like, my personal experience, no, but I've heard people, like, wrapping their tattoos in tinfoil and stuff. And that's, like, that's a terrible idea, yeah. But, like, I've only heard crazy stories about healing and stuff like that. Like, I'm not, like, I just kind of follow the steps when I'm healing a tattoo and nothing happens. And that's why I always say, like, I do this, I follow these steps, my tattoos are perfectly fine. People probably would themselves, you can forget, you know. I've had tattoos come back sometimes, need a little bit of a touch up because, like they said, oh, I creamed it for a week, like, oh, you should be doing it for two. Just little finicky things, like, nothing major.
If people wanted to get a tattoo off you or some of the staff you work with, mm-hmm. where would they be able to find out more details
of the shop and myself?
Yeah,
Instagram and Facebook. It's Modern Primitives Tattoo Studio.
And is there a contact number for that?
01 85 33 065. Honestly, probably the best way for a back and forth, if you don't want to come in for a consult, is Facebook messaging. Same name as on Facebook, or email. And the email is modernprimitivesdublin@hotmail.com.
That's all the time, unfortunately, we have for today, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this little chat between myself and Thomas. And, you know, hopefully that has provided some tips for those of you out there that are looking to get some tattoos in the future or know someone who are planning to get them. Thomas, thanks for coming in and sitting down
with me. Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And thanks all you for listening. And hopefully we'll speak to you all again soon.